Notice the first verse on your outline today. And I have several different translations. Adam's going to have the King James on the screen as we go through. And where there's a little difference, I'll point that out. And maybe it will help you as you study these scriptures together. And that's my whole point of doing this. In Psalm 50, verse 23, the first part of that, it says, "The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart." Now notice what the King James says. "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." So when the translator of the Children's Version wrote that paraphrase, he said, "The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart." And that's true. And that's what it says. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. And that's what God accepts, a thankful heart. Now, why should we give thanks to God? First of all, number one on your outline, because of who God is, we should offer praise and give thanks to God because of who God is. You see, if God was a mean, awful, cruel, vengeful, partial, prejudiced, you could just go down the list. If God was as bad as some people say that he is, we wouldn't want to praise him. We wouldn't give thanks to him. We wouldn't want to worship him. But the Bible says that God is so wonderful that he deserves our thankfulness and our praise. So because of who God is, that first scripture there, Psalm 145 in verse 3, "The Lord is great. He is worthy of our praise. No one can understand how great God is." Look at how the King James says it. "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." Do you feel like that in your heart? Do you feel like that today? When you came to church this morning, do I feel like that? I should. All of the time, because I know who God is. I know how wonderful he is. I know how great he is. The Lord is great. He is worthy of our praise. Then Psalm 97 and verse 12, that second part of that. "Give thanks to God as you remember how holy he is." Or as the King James says, "Rejoice in the Lord." Now, it really doesn't matter whether it's King James or whether it's some other translation. The main thing is you need to rejoice in the Lord. And so if you want it to be King James Version, it says rejoice in the Lord. All the other translations say rejoice in the Lord. So it doesn't really matter. The matter is we need to rejoice in the Lord. That's the whole point and the whole issue. The Lord is great. He is worthy of our praise. Psalm 97 and verse 12 says, "Give thanks to God as you remember how holy he is." In other words, he is pure. He is perfect. He is holy. God has never done anything wrong. He cannot do anything wrong. And when we believe that, when we see that, when we understand from the Word of God that is true, and from our experience that is true, then we worship him and we give thanks unto him. That verse, Psalm 107, verse 8, "Give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love." The most wonderful thing that I feel and I know about God is that he loves me. And there's nothing that I can ever come to understand that is more profound than that. I may think it is, but it's not. One time many years ago, and I forget the theologian's name, But they asked him, he was at a conference, I think, and he was so smart, so wise, wrote so many various books and did so much teaching in universities and so forth. And they said, what is the greatest thing that you've ever learned in your study of the Bible and all that you know about him? And he said, the greatest thing I've ever known is Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. That quotation has been quoted all over the world ever since that great theologian made that statement. Because he was saying, of all the things I've ever understood, of all the revelation that I've ever seen, there's nothing greater than that God loves me. And I say that too. And I believe that you ought to say that. I know you should say that. That Jesus loves me. This I know. He does indeed with an unfailing love. Parents' love sometimes is failing and sometimes it's unfailing. But God's love never fails. His unfailing love. God is love. Psalm 7 and verse 17. I will thank the Lord because he is just. Because he is just. Now sometimes you're just and sometimes you're not. We all cry for justice, justice, justice. And yet as human beings we're flawed in our ideas about justice, in our observance of justice, but God never fails. He is fair. He always does right. God never does wrong. We need to believe that because there are so many things in our life that do not seem right, that do seem so wrong and so forth. We need to understand that I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. The next verse is Psalm 118 in verse 1. Tell the Lord how thankful you are, because he is kind and always merciful. He is always merciful. He loves us. He is kind. He is just. He never makes any mistakes, and he is always merciful. How thankful I am. I need his mercy. I need it every day, and you do too. He is a merciful and a gracious God. So first of all, we worship him and thank him because of who he is. Now, how can we show our thanks to God? Number one, by singing from my heart. This morning as we were singing these songs, did I sing from my heart? Did I sing because I wanted to so badly? Some of us did and some of us did not. But we need to be singing from our heart. Psalm 147 in verse 7 says, sing out your thanks to God. Sing praises to our God. Some of y'all say, well, David, Brother David, or whatever, you say, but I can't sing. That's no excuse. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He expects us to do that. And so as I look out, as Mike leads singing once in a while here the other Sunday or so, he made y'all stop and he said, some of y'all aren't singing, some of y'all are not into it, some of y'all, he could tell by looking at your face. Well, you can't always tell by looking at a person's face, but sometimes you can. And I can and you can, me as well. And so it is that when we sing, we ought to sing from our heart. And when we're not singing from our heart, it means something is wrong with our heart. Something is keeping us from wanting to thank God and sing his praises. What is causing you not to sing? Why did you not want to sing this morning? Is there something in your family? Is there something in your marriage? Is there something in your life? Is there some kind of guilt that may be there that you're dealing with? Some kind of problems that you're facing? It keeps the song from being there. Oh, there ought to be the song in the heart of every believer, of every Christian. We ought to sing praises so we can show our thanks by singing from the heart. You know when someone sings from their heart and when they don't. At least I think I do. And most of the ones that I really enjoy hearing singing, they're singing from their heart. We do not like to listen to anybody that we think is faking it. We don't like to listen to anyone that we think is really not into their song. We want people to be singing what they truly feel, what they truly believe. That's very important in our worship, is it not? So we show our thanks by singing from the heart. Next, we show our thanks by thanking God in prayer. Psalm 105 verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord and pray to Him. All of us who are Christians should be able to pray. I know sometimes we are hesitant. Sometimes Mike will ask two or three of you to come up here to pray, and he'll look at your faces and he'll think, I don't know whether he'll pray. I don't know whether he'll pray in public. I don't know whether he'll pray in public. Well, I do the same thing because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But I know in my heart and in my mind from what I know about God, every believer, we ought not to have to even wonder if we can ask you to pray, because there ought to be a prayer on your lips. You say, but I don't know how to pray. Yes, you do. Prayer is just talking to God. It is that. You don't have to sound a certain way. You don't have to say, oh Lord, I believe that you... Not those. There's not a prayer language in that sense. Prayer is talking to God, just like you would talk to me. Of course, now some of you may have trouble talking to me, and I realize that, but it ought not to be that way. Prayer is conversation. It is talking with God. It is no real rocket science. Not really. Prayer is talking to God, telling Him what you feel, how you feel, just talking and using words that you would use in talking to me or someone else. Prayer is talking to God. So we can show our thanks in praise to Him. Now, first of all, we're praising God and thanking Him because of who He is. Second, number two, because of what God has done. Because of what God has done. Psalm 52 and verse 9 says, I will thank you, God, forever for what you have done. Look at King James. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. I will thank God forever for what He has done. Look back in your life and thank God. I know Thursday I was at the nursing home service down at what used to be Mine Creek. And all those folks were gathered there, some in such terrible conditions in their wheelchairs and all the various things. But I had a large crowd out in the foyer there. And it just turned into a wonderful service. At the beginning, it was kind of, I didn't know what I was going to do. I never do know what I'm going to do. It's all off the cuff. Shooting from the hip, whatever I do. I never do plan for that, but it just turned out to be such a wonderful service. And I said, this is Thanksgiving weekend. What are you thankful for? And it was amazing what some of those dear old people said they were thankful for. One lady said, I thank God I could get up out of the bed this morning. I said, yeah, but did you have a little help? Yeah, I had a little help to get out, but I got out of bed anyway. Another one back over there looked like he was almost dead. He said, I'm thankful that I'm alive. And I thought, here I am in pretty good health, able to do about whatever I want to do. And I so take for granted those simple things. And then I had them all, I said, let's all sing that Thanksgiving chorus that probably we all know. And as we began to do it, they all began to sing. Thank, y'all do it with me. You're good as a nursing home group anyway. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich and free. And I looked around at that group of faces, and all of them, nearly everyone who could sing, was singing the chorus along with me. Thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings. So we thank God for what He has done. Notice Psalm 148, verse 5. Let all things praise the name of the Lord, because we were created at His command. You are a creation of God. God has made you. As a matter of fact, He formed you in your mother's womb before you ever were born, from the very beginning. And you are created in the image of God. We look around at folks, and I know some people, we say, I don't know whether they are or not. But we know that's just a way of speaking. We know that every person created in the image of God at His command. Psalm 9:14, I will praise you and rejoice because you saved me. Are you thankful today that He saved you? One of the little old guys said at the home the other day, he said, I'm thankful that I'm saved. Well, that's wonderful. And you ought to be thankful for your salvation as well. Thanking God that one day, as sinful as you were, He saved you. And that's the greatest thing in the world. Psalm 118, verse 21. I praise the Lord for answering my prayers. I realize we don't always know about answered prayers. But He answers them all. And we usually say He either says yes or no or wait. And I think that's right. Sometimes when we pray, He may say, no, you don't need it. I'm not going to give it to you. Then there are other times that He says, yes, I will grant your prayer. And there are many times in my life when I know that He said to me, you're going to have to wait for an answer to this. Maybe a long, long time. He answers our prayers. He always answers our prayers. And we need to understand that. I praise the Lord for answering my prayers. Notice King James, I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me and are become my salvation. Psalm 16, verse 7. I praise the Lord because He guides me. He guides me through my life. Can you look back at your life and think about all the ways that He has led you? He has guided you. King James says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. The reins there is an old English word meaning my innard parts. My innard parts. My reins also instruct me in the night season. Colossians 2, verse 13 and 14. We were spiritually dead because of our sins and our sinful nature. But God gave us new life with Christ. He forgave all our sins, canceled the record that contained all the charges against us. He took it and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. Praise God. Look at what King James says. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. I love that wonderful verse. He took my sins upon Himself. He bore my sins. He paid the penalty for my sins. I cannot pay the penalty for my sins. There is no way under heaven that I could ever do that. I cannot ever earn salvation. None of us can ever earn salvation. He took it to the cross, and that's why we thank Him. How can I show my thanks? By telling others the good news. That's one way that I can show my thankfulness, is by sharing the message of Christ. Isaiah 12:4 in the Living Bible. Thank the Lord and praise His name. Tell the world about His wonderful love. King James says, and in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Praise His name. And also, not only by telling others the good news, but by giving an offering back to God. Here's Deuteronomy, the Old Testament, 16:10. Celebrate the harvest festival to honor the Lord your God by bringing Him a free will offering in proportion to the blessing that He has given to you. King James says, and thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God with the tribute of a free will offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God according as the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Our church is a giving church. You all are very generous in your giving. We're so thankful for that. But you know, we ought to always give with a thankful heart. And the Bible says that we ought to give with joy. I never have yet in any church I've ever pastored had people, when they started passing the offering plate, why it would have scared old Tony and Brian and Jonathan to death if they began passing that offering plate up and down. And when you laid your money in there, you began to praise God. You began to shout. You began to say, oh, Jesus, thank you. You began to clap your hands because you were so thankful that you had the chance to give. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, God loves a what? Cheerful giver. And that word cheerful in the Greek New Testament is the Greek word hilarion. We get the word hilarious from it. And so, as I've always said and heard others say, when you give your offering to the Lord, when they pass the offering plate, then you ought to give hilariously, praising Him, because God loves a cheerful giver. And He does. And whether it's money or your life or your talent or whatever else it may be. So we show our thanks by telling others the good news. We give thanks by offering back to God. And now notice number three. We praise God and give thanks because of what God has promised. We love to sing, Standing on the Promises. And usually the song leader will say, if we're going to stand upon the promises, let's stand. But you know what? We can stand and not stand on the promises. Standing on the promises means that we actually know the promise, read the promise, hear the promise, stand up on it. Whether we stand up physically or not really doesn't matter, but it is standing by faith upon the promises of God. Notice in Psalm 71, verse 22, I will praise you because you are faithful to your promises. John 11, 25 says, Jesus speaking here, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, we'll live again. There's a promise. Someone said, there are different figures about how many promises there are in the Bible, but the one I always remember, someone says there are 7,000 promises in the Bible. Well, just think about that. If there are 70 or 7,000, How many of them do you really know and consider to be a promise? Maybe we ought to try to get somewhere and write them down, all the promises in the Bible that would apply to me and to you. God is one who keeps His promise. One day we will live again. Notice Matthew 6:33, and I love this. God will give you everything you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Now, what does King James say? Read it with me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, God has promised that He'll take care of us. The Bible says He takes care of the birds of the air, all of the things. Jesus, in that passage in Matthew chapter 6, is saying the flowers are taken care of, and Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed as wonderful as they are. He feeds the birds and take care of the birds and all of that. And He says, if you will only seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all of these things shall be added unto you. That's a great promise. And it's a promise that we need to depend upon every age in our life. Hebrews 13 verse 5, I will never leave you and I will never abandon you. Or as the King James says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But I like that word abandon, because I can understand forsake, but I also can understand the word abandon. If someone, a parent, abandons a child, I can understand that. I can understand about forsaking, but abandonment. And God says, I will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. No matter where you may be in this world, He has promised to always be with us. How can I show my thanks? By serving Him with our abilities that He has given to us. By serving Him with the abilities that He has given to us. Hebrews 12, 28. Let us please God by serving Him with thankful hearts. Oh, we had a big dinner at our house yesterday. It wasn't Thanksgiving. Our son and daughter-in-law came up from Texarkana to help us do some work around the house. Boy, that was something to thank God for. It hadn't happened many times. But Anna called and said, we're getting older. We need some help putting up those things on the outside, all those wreaths and all that kind of stuff. Well, they came and helped us, and we had such a wonderful time. And Anna even fixed us a big old dinner yesterday. I said, we've already had Thanksgiving dinner today. But very thankful for what He has given to us, the abilities that He has given to us. Serve Him with abilities that He has given. Give thanks unto His name. And then next, by living each day as a thank you gift. Wouldn't that be a wonderful way to live? If I live that way all the time, I would make a better husband. I'd make a better father. I'd make a better employee on the job. I'm thinking of so many things to thank God for. I look down and see Brenda here, and some of y'all don't know that they had a truck to catch on fire, didn't you? Am I supposed to tell that? It's all right. I done it, hadn't I? I don't know. But anyway, Brenda sent all these pictures of that truck, and it burned it up. What day was that? Thursday. Oh, my soul. And her brother, Willie, was driving the truck, was in the truck in DeQueen, and the thing caught fire and burned it up. And only burned his hand just a little bit right here, and that's all the burn he had. And I said, boy, you talk about having something to thank God for this Thanksgiving. Y'all are doing that too. And so thankful that that happened just that way, and he was able to get out. And as they said, you can always replace a truck, but you can't always replace the person. And that's true, isn't it? And we understand that. Serving God every day. In Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God. Everything that we do, we give thanks to God. Our football team played Friday over yonder in Anna's hometown of Gurdon. Yeah, Anna was a go devil. I took her away in 1963 from that go devil country out there. But Dirks went and played football. And they lost. But they played a good game. And it looked real good to me. I listened on the radio. I was listening to that, and the Scrappers both kind of in between. I had both stations going and listening to all of that. But y'all played a good game. And, of course, the band played best of all. We got some band members here. We need to give thanks for all things in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You say, I wish I knew God's will for my life. You do. You know His will. That's His will. If you don't know anything else, it's God's will that you give thanks unto Him in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And then notice Colossians 2:7. Let your lives overflow with thanksgiving for all that He has done. Colossians 2 and verse 7. Now there's another verse not written there in Adam. It's Revelation chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. And I want to close with this one. You see, we're going to be praising God. I heard someone say the other day, the only holiday that we celebrate, that we're going to celebrate in heaven, is Thanksgiving. Not Christmas, not Valentine's Day, not Halloween, not Veterans Day, not Memorial Day, not all these other things that we celebrate. The only celebration that we're going to celebrate in heaven is Thanksgiving. And notice Revelation chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. Let's read it together. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and they fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. Next verse. Saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving. There it is. And honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. That's it. We're going to be giving thanks. So the only holiday that we celebrate down here that we're going to celebrate in heaven is Thanksgiving. It'll go on forever throughout all eternity. Let's thank God. So this week, as you gather with your family, your friends, and others that you may help on Thanksgiving and all of those kinds of things, help someone else. That's a very important thing. We give thanks unto God. That's the most important thing that we can do. Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for the opportunity to preach here this morning. I thank You for the truth of Your Word. I pray, Father, You'll help me to apply it. Help all of us to apply it to our lives. Help us not to just say the words, but help us, dear Father, to mean it and to live it out every day and every night. Lord, I pray that You would have Your way in this invitation and that Your will might be done. Lord, if there is anyone here who is not a Christian, not saved, have never been born again, may this be the day. If there are those who need to join the church or to rededicate their life, maybe someone is being called to preach and they want to come and let us know today about that calling. Whatever the need may be, we pray that Your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.